From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Fighting kills thousands of Islamic State fighters. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says military operations against the Islamic State group has killed more than 10,000 militants in less than a year. He made the statement to a French radio station and said despite some setbacks, combining the aerial campaign with training, equipping, and assisting local forces is a winning strategy. The Pentagon says the case of live anthrax spores accidentally shipped to commercial and military labs in the U.S. and overseas is much worse than first expected.
There are 51 laboratories in 17 states, one in the District of Columbia, and three foreign countries that we believe have received suspect samples.
Deputy Defense Secretary Robert Work on Wednesday, he said those numbers could grow as the investigation proceeds. There was a battle Wednesday outside a main separatist stronghold in eastern Ukraine. The fighting left more than a dozen people dead and threatened to push the country into a full-blown civil war. Each side blamed the other for the new violence. Ukrainian officials say the battle began near Donetsk when about 1,000 pro-Russian rebels launched an attack just west of the city. A human rights group says more than 8,000 Nigerians have been killed as a result of the government's campaign to stamp out the insurgent group Boko Haram. Amnesty International says its researchers found more than 1,200 people had been executed since 2009 during raids by the Nigerian military. It says at least 7,000 more have died in custody because of torture, thirst, hunger, and jail overcrowding. This is VOA News. Israeli jets struck Hamas military training sites in Gaza early Thursday in response to rocket fire against Israel a day earlier. No casualties reported on either side. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras was in Brussels Wednesday to plead for new aid from his country's creditors. There is no agreement yet, but the Prime Minister said he's optimistic.
I believe that in the next days, we will be more close in an agreement. I believe that in any case, agreement is in sight, but we need to conclude the discussions with a realistic point of view.
Greece is running out of money and facing a series of loan payments due the International Monetary Fund. Greece owes the IMF $1.8 billion in four payments over the next 2 weeks, but it may not have enough money even to make the first payment. Experts at the U.S. Central Bank say the U.S. economy started growing again in April and May after shrinking slightly in the first few months of the year. Wednesday's assessment comes from a survey of businesses across the nation. Chinese rescuers are searching for more than 400 people still missing after a passenger ship overturned Monday in the Yangtze River. State media say only 14 people have been rescued. 26 people are confirmed dead. We get more from Bill Ide.
China has mounted a huge rescue operation, bringing in large dredgers and deploying nearly 200 divers to the site to help with the effort. Officials say poor visibility underwater and persistent rains continue to make the rescue effort more challenging. Inside the ship, divers report that many doors are obstructed by wreckage, frustrating search efforts. Despite all of this, authorities say they are still determined to find any remaining survivors. Bill Ide, Beijing.
Gunman on a motorbike shot and killed two policemen Wednesday near Egypt's pyramids. Edward Uranian reports.
The shooting took place in broad daylight in an area teeming with activity near Egypt's iconic Grand Pyramids in Giza. Witnesses say three assailants opened fire on members of Egypt's tourist police, killing one instantly. A second officer died at a local hospital. The gunmen fled on their motorbike. Islamic militants and opponents of the Egyptian government have been waging a low-level street war against members of the police and military since Islamist President Mohamed Morsi was toppled in July 2013 by the army. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes up at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.